FBI obtains election records from Arizona Senate. The FBI has collected a large volume of Arizona election records from the state Senate as part of a grand jury investigation. The subpoena indicates a broader scope of the investigation into irregularities in the 2020 election. The records pertain to the Arizona State Senate's 2020 audit of Maricopa County, according to a March 9 ex post by the Senate's president, Warren Peterson. The county, where nearly two-thirds of Arizonans live, has been at the center of multiple controversies, including unsuccessful litigation by multiple Republican campaigns. The subpoena, first reported by Just the News, was confirmed to the Epoch Times by a source familiar with the investigation. The large volume of electronic data includes ballots and voter records, according to the source. The grand jury probe may indicate a wider investigation. In January, the FBI raided election offices of Fulton County, Georgia, which covers the broader Atlanta area, as part of a criminal investigation into potential violations of federal law. Concerned citizens have discovered a plethora of problems with the county's 2020 election. Even if the issues didn't affect the election's outcome, they may still amount to criminal violations, said the search warrants affidavit, released last month. The problems included chain of custody failures and duplicate ballot images, as well as incorrectly reported recount results. The Trump administration has been moving aggressively to probe election law compliance. The Department of Justice is suing at least 29 states for voter records that contain non-public information, particularly driver's license numbers or last four digits of the Social Security number. The DOJ stated it has lawful authority to review the records to check for compliance with federal election laws. States, mostly those run by Democrats, have argued various state laws and privacy concerns prevent them from sharing the data. President Donald Trump has maintained that in 2020, election victory was stolen from him. His lawyers vigorously and unsuccessfully challenged the results. Since then, Republican states have significantly tightened election rules while the Democratic ones have generally moved in the opposite direction. Trump is also pushing a sweeping election reform bill, the Save America Act, which would require voters to present proof of citizenship, such as a passport or a birth certificate, to register to vote. The GOP-controlled House passed the bill last month. But Senate Republicans only have 53 votes, 7 short of overcoming the filibuster. They remain divided on whether to abolish the rule. Democrats have called the bill an attempt at voter suppression.